UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER now for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maben and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number, 93.9 is the station, and current protocol would normally to have been to test my breathing exercise for the Steve Rummage return, and I've been practicing for my season of but I've got to work on it a little bit, so we got to get my lung capacity back in shape. Steve will be joining us shortly. Just had to run downstairs and get his headphones. Steve Rummage is on his way. Nikki V in the booth.
They want the boot.
Please excuse yourself so we can get the co-host in through the door.
All right, I got you.
We're efforting to,
hi, everybody.
To bring in Steve Rummage as we speak. Here he comes. It looks, y'all, hey, I'm telling you, there's nothing more emasculating than having to sit at a door and everybody can see you through the glass and you just have to wait there for somebody to let you in the building. I hate the feeling of not having your key and being able to, because you know, whoever, listen, not that somebody minds getting up to let you in, but you know they say something slick under their breath like, oh, this idiot got you. So it doesn't matter. You could be 3 years straight. You've always had your key to get in the door, but the one time you don't have it, it's like, and it doesn't matter how many times you've let somebody else in the building, they're still going to say something under their breath the moment. Steve Rummage in the building, Nikki V in the booth.
And here's the problem. It was one of those things where I forgot my headphones. I'm not even really off kilter today. Like, I'm just busy. You know, it's been a busy week.
Right.
But I was like, I forgot my headphones down in the car. And I was like, oh, man. So I ran down there, and then I started to come up the thing, and I'm like,
I'm not going to be able to get back
here. I forgot my phone.
inside.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, well, listen, I didn't mean to be a jerk. I'm ringing that doorbell. Like, I just didn't think it worked.
You heard it, right?
No. It does. It works.
We
got the chime just right, so it's not really so loud that it, like, yeah, baby bear's porridge, baby.
Well, I feel terrible now. It's like I was just pushing it like over and over.
You can hear it. Like I said, a little.
I just didn't know it worked, or I wouldn't have. I was like, ding, ding, ding.
And I get, like I said, I can usually see anybody that comes right through the thing. Funny.
Well, sorry about that, Nikki
V in the booth. Problem. Nikki, what's going on, my man?
They want the boot.
I'm having a good morning. I cooked my healthy food. I don't look like a ball of what the hell.
I don't know, Nikki. Look,
I don't know, Nikki.
Okay.
Right, now I'm getting pissed off.
You tried, Nikki. Okay. Are we going to give you the college try today? I got the college try on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Steve got the college try on Wednesday.
That's okay.
Yeah. Nikki gets the college try. And listen.
Because he does have, I mean, it is with all due respect to Nikki, and I'm going to be, I feel like being nice to Nikki today.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Yeah. Yes. Nick has, it's one of those things where it's like, I think that was probably on there when you put it on because it's all over your shoulder and down your back and stuff.
I don't even know what this is. All right, you guys, now you guys got to make fun of me.
So now we'll do a college try.
Like, see, the problem with that is, apparently, I got in trouble yesterday. You, Marcus, and Steve got in trouble the day before yesterday. So we're just in the mood. I got in trouble for getting on a Nikki, and then I kind of took a night poll, and I had to balance out to see how many people were pro Nikki or anti Nikki or anti Mabe, and you know, they just thought maybe I came in a little too hot. But by the end of the show, they thought it was well deserved all the smoke that I had for Nikki. So. We're just going to pay attention. We're going to monitor the scorecard on how harsh we are to Nikki on a daily basis. But you're positive.
Some days we do come in hot. Like yesterday you kind of came in hot on Nick.
Oh, listen, and unapologetically slow. Mm-hmm. So, okay, like I said, I don't care. The person who doesn't like to hear me bite at Nikki, like the problem with that is they don't have to look at Nikki's car. They don't have to see the potential that we've seen in Nikki for years be wasted. So they're not speaking from a point of view of, hey Nikki, you can do better. You know, you can do better than this. Mm-hmm. You can do better with your car. I don't want Jeanette in that vehicle anymore. I don't want these things for you. So
yeah.
Forget the people who you just being me. No. That, so yesterday you can't sit. I don't care, Nikki. His reputation cannot have Tupperware pinned inside of the roof of his car.
I agree. It just really had one of those, like, Nick coming in like, hey, how's everybody doing? Bam!
Whoa! So with me, it's like a composite ranking.
Yeah.
You're like on three on me, man.
Yes. Listen, you are gauged. You don't get the bell curve.
Your criticism of my car was among the harshest criticisms, but also the most fairest I think you've ever given.
Is that a verb now? We on three'd you?
We on three'd you? Yeah, I kind of like that, yeah. By the way, you guys are going to make fun of me for this, though.
Oh, boy.
But maybe not, because it is like pampering. Jeanette got me a facial scheduled as part of, like, it's my birthday this, like, weekend.
Mm-hmm.
When I was like, oh, okay, like, wait, like a massage, or wait, what are we talking here? And she was like, well, it's a back facial. And I was like, okay, so you're telling me I got bad back knee. Like this is a pat. Like, is there anything like a significant other's ever given to you as a quote unquote gift, but it's kind of like a passive aggressive like jab?
That's a good question.
Oh, that is a really
good question.
You know, and I mean, she wasn't like, you know, hey, your back looks like Normandy Beach after D-Day. She wasn't saying like, you know, like that, but it's like, hey, you know, maybe paper yourself a little bit. You know? Mm-hmm. One of those things. No, I've had one done before. They're both painful and relaxing.
It's the equivalent of like you buying a treadmill.
Yeah, like, something like that. Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you want to hop on there.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Oh, man. U of L. Well done.
Oh, is it? They just let it. They just announced it?
Oh, their jerseys.
Yeah. Okay, I'm curious. You sent it
to me? I want to see.
Have you sent it already? I mean, listen, there's a lot to talk about. Obviously, we're starting with the uniform release. I did see the tweet earlier, if y'all were ready. Celebrity kickball game we got to talk about. Yesterday, I got saved, if you didn't know. I got saved.
Well, this is good.
The team conversation.
Congrats, man.
The team conversation. There's a team compilation from a video that I want you to break down. We're going to definitely do a player profile. That's one of our funnest segments that I've always liked. Steve and myself did get in trouble with a representative of the University of Louisville. We're going to talk about that and a bunch of other nonsense.
Thank you. thank you for that.
Even though, oddly enough, I'm looking. They only released them. I can only find them on Facebook.
They just say Twitter. We're gonna get our traffic through Facebook first, and then we'll go over to Twitter.
But they're nice. For anybody wondering, look, you got the red helmets with the white, just the normal red helmets that we wear, you know, and then it's gray. The jerseys are like light gray with the chrome.
Okay, this is wings. Is this a specialty? This is going to be a specialty?
I don't know. But they're nice. That gray and red is sharp together.
I've been all about the red and white. I've been all about the red and white as of late.
But I like that red and gray. And the white letters.
Uh-huh.
Like, that pops, man.
Okay, let me
the red bird.
Let me check it out. 5, 4.
I'm here three, for this.
2. Okay, this is the unveiling. Hopefully that makes some sound. Let me see. Okay, what I'm judging on is based on how it's going to make our size look. Our general size. Oh.
Isn't that what we all do?
That's a good point.
If I had a dime.
That's a good point. Yeah, but that's more about angles.
That's a good point.
Measure from the base.
Here they put some pictures out too now.
Okay, yeah. People were just doing this live. That's a Rocky Top Smoke Gray. I can handle that as a particular one gamer. I won't go through a whole year with that.
Well, you're not gonna wear gray all year.
I know. I'm here for it. I'm here for one of those.
This is on Facebook, you said? Because I'm having a hard time finding this.
Yes. It's just like I said, a Rocky Top Smoke Gray, and they put red where the orange would be, and that's the only reference I have of the gray.
I like that. Somebody said they're on Instagram too.
I bet they are. They're gonna get in trouble for not releasing on Twitter.
I know, right?
Who's in charge here? What are you doing?
Yeah, those are nice.
Because you can't release on Twitter. Are y'all ready for the uniforms today? And then not put the uniforms out on Twitter. Now I have to go back over to the football department. Y'all are messing up my 10 o'clock announcements. You're messing up my show. Okay.
Can you one of y'all send this to me? Sorry. I only see Gorgie Jang.
That will be Steve's job. Okay, Steve, celebrity kickball game.
Celebrity kickball game.
Look pretty cool.
No.
No, it didn't?
No.
Because you weren't invited.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, listen.
I figured you.
You know we play kickball.
How many times have
Jack Harlow,
Master P,
Peyton Siva, Master P, Steve Rummage. Like, I mean, it fit perfectly.
It would fit.
It would have. Like, I mean, you run down that list and you're like Kyle Keurig, Ryan McMahon, Steve Rummage.
Fits right on in
Steven
there.
Steven Van Trees.
How many times has Nikki tried to reach out to get P on here with us?
He told me yes a long time ago, but we never really ironed it out. Like,
you just let it go.
So, yeah. We're gonna do like a Zoom thing or something. Here, I can read you the actual.
I don't want to know the back and forth.
That's gonna piss me off.
Yeah, that's okay.
Listen, all right, that's fair.
You send him an open invitation. You make sure he listens. Make sure he realizes that any kind of props his kid gets is gonna come through us. You know, first and foremost, and we are the voice of the streets. We are the sports voice of the city. This is like a no-brainer here. Yeah. Like, what are we talking about? But yeah, overall, I understand the jealousy.
Yeah. Yeah, It looked awesome.
Yeah.
Truthfully, man.
And like, I mean, you know me. I'm big picture. Mm-hmm. Anytime these hit national airwaves of Harlow, P, and the Louisville basketball players and football players doing something together,
yeah,
it's just like, it doesn't get any better.
There were so many... I mean,
fresh off of Dale Curry and
yeah, listen, Stephen. What I was going to say. I mean, just the whole week, man, it's like, you know, you look at it and you're like, man, Louisville's the place to be.
You go, everybody down at Shawnee. You go,
real quick,
golf tournament, kickball. I'm listening.
Should I know Cole Bennett? Everybody was acting like that was a big deal. Okay, what did I miss there? I might have missed there. Like, I'm okay with this.
I was wondering the same thing, but like, he's got like a similar like social media following to like Harlow,
Cole Bennett.
Yeah, like people. Cole Bennett. People were like,
I know Steve. Oh. Cole Bentley. He's not here anymore.
Is he okay out there? Is he okay?
is Jason going through something outside?
I don't know. I've made that walk numerous times by the window.
He's got his Drew Diener thing going now.
Yeah.
That's what he's about to say.
No, he looks in distress. Drew looks like he's like what is it like back in like the stock trading days or whatever. Like,
you know what I'm saying? Was it Blue Star Love?
Yeah,
Blue Horseshoe Love,
something like that. Yeah.
What did they say on the movie? Tell them Blue Star Loves. Listen, if Drew's listening right now, he's going crazy because he always makes this reference.
I didn't know this morning.
We turned him into the Wolf of Wall
Street. Yes, Horseshoe Loves Blue Star.
Yeah.
I didn't know that he was he almost did real estate. Or yeah, he was telling that story this morning.
Yeah.
We got a gutless puke. It's been a while since we've heard a gutless puke. That's always
good.
Fun.
It was good. It was
of
good.
Of course
to hear.
He was. Of course. What other profession would you see Drew doing other than real estate?
man can sell a ketchup popsicle to a woman with white gloves.
Lyrical Lemonade produces all of the top music videos.
Yeah. Okay.
That one's one you can ha ha me because I truthfully am like I might be.
I was with you,
but
man.
You're still, old head. But yeah, you're still not supposed to like know.
But
know
people
that.
Were
yeah.
like, no, it's you're, big deal. Yeah,
you're supposed to have heard and know the name, but not like. I really identify it, know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, that's awesome. But anyway,
good luck.
And I stepped on you a little bit because, I mean, you're right. The Dirt Bowl, the local, you know, then
the golf
you get
tournament.
The Damien Lee golf tournament. Mm-hmm. Then you get the kickball tournament last night or kickball game last night. And, man, that's awesome, dude. That is just, that's really.
Maybe I'm with you, too. I should have been invited to do some announcing or something. Yeah. I mean, I would have declined, but.
I didn't want to play.
Yeah, right.
I didn't want to be involved.
Yeah, I didn't want to get the picture ops and all that good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, thank God.
We should have just crashed it, like assembled our station team and just been
that's a good point.
I mean, was it Kinder Caskins and Rutherford got the referee? I mean, hey, how dumb did they look? You stupid picture of Jack Harlow. That was dumb.
You didn't even do a good job refereeing.
bet you feel like a dork.
Jealous.
No, they look like they did a great job too, man. It was a really cool event. It really was. So, yeah, you're right, man. It's been a good week around here. It's been a good week. And that tends to happen in the lead up. I'm telling you. Some of the best times to be in this city are, I'll do four. NCAA tournament time. Derby time. The lead up to college football. Because it seems like this is a time where there's so many events that start to go on, right? And then, of course, in the season. I mean, it's great, like, because when you go into, you know, when you're in the season, you've got, I mean, Louisville does it well, you know, it's an event.
It's an event town. Like, we've always said, it's an event town, you know, like I said, we love the.
Right around this next month, man, you get the Louder Than Life's, the Bourbon and Beyond's, the opening to college football, like, it all just, this is to me, like, even though I'm not the super derby head, like I understand that's number one, and I think this is right there behind it, man. This time of year.
And listen, again, I'll save the suspense.
People saying the Bennett thing is a really really big deal. Yeah, and I guess him and Jack Harlow were like shooting around with the team and the gym and stuff. And
oh yeah, I saw that.
They said it was big. That's what I say. Yeah. So
I had no idea.
It seems that it was a big deal.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that blissfully ignorant. I'm wearing music these days.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm
yeah.
Not,
you
like,
just,
I didn't,
yeah. You just didn't know.
I was
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh wow, that's pretty cool.
So here's the thing. I'll spare everybody the suspense. I barked at somebody. What was it, Paul? I barked at Paul yesterday because of the slick comment about what time do we usually get to sports? Right. Right after that, I get a.
Yeah, we got a nasty message.
I got a filthy message from the University of Louisville football department. They were literally like, "Listen, Marcus, Steve,
this is serious too. The football." People wrote us yesterday.
Really?
I swear.
And it was like, let me just exaggerate and paraphrase or whatever word you want to use. Actually, let's just make it hypothetical, okay? Just to be safe. Just safe from lawsuit. Allegedly. Allegedly, it was like, listen, Marcus, Steve.
I'll destroy your career.
We just went down to Dade County. Mm-hmm. Lane Kiffin just pulverized us in football this year. Lane Kiffin was one of the first people that were in on this Miami-Dade County wide receiver. Just a big dude. Lane Kiffin was ahead of us by miles in the recruitment.
He recently put out a top six.
Eight.
Was it eight? It might have been eight. Yeah, it might have been eight. It might have been eight. Like he did the graphics and everything. Yeah.
None of that. Listen, Ole Miss, Florida States, of course, the Miamis, the Georgias, the Alabamas, Marcus, Steve. You go get dog four-star wide receivers out of Dade in Miami and you get them away from these schools. No, with all due respect, we don't want to hear the crap y'all were talking about yesterday.
No, they told us.
Whatever it was that we were talking about yesterday, Paul, truce.
Yeah, they were like, listen, 30 minutes.
Because we had our dude, like, we're sitting over here waiting to get our props at the football complex.
Yeah, and not that they're demanding it. It was more like, it was kind of a props, like, we've come to expect y'all to kind of be the ones that are going to pump this out. You know what I'm saying? Like,
or
y'all
give it its proper due.
And like Blanket Baker and us, you know what I'm saying? They're going to like really pump this out. Like, man, it's a big deal, you know, boom, boom. And it was like, it took 35 minutes. I was like.
So we hurt their feelings, basically. They were disappointed in us.
Because we were shooting. Yeah, you were making fun of my shirt stands instead of
everything else.
See, this was on you guys. Like I came in with Nikki a positive attitude.
You see, Louisville
just got a big recruit.
You see what
guys.
Nikki just made that about?
What's up, everybody? And I was expecting us because that's what we are, man.
This
right.
was about.
Should we sue them?
You know what?
I think we should sue them.
Hey, Steve, we don't turn Nikki into the should we sue guy. He's not the McDonald's coffee guy.
Actually, I watched a documentary on that in my sociology class. That lady got she got demonized. And
here's the thing.
She burned her stuff off, basically.
In the history, you remember that story? Like, they got millions of dollars. And I heard Drew and Blankenbaker talking about it. They said she got $200,000.
I know.
It's like, huh?
I know seriously, like if you watch it, it was like it was actually really like compelling. You actually left feeling bad for her. Because I mean, she was legitimately burned, and you know, everyone thought she just burned the roof of her mouth. She
I know,
actually,
I know.
Like nobody cares to read the details. It's just like, oh, somebody burned herself on coffee, whatever. It's like, no, the coffee was hot enough; it burnt through her skin. Okay.
It actually, you know, cooked her.
Legitimately. Yeah, like it was. Yeah,
no, but we've been desensitized with so much exaggeration.
That is, and that's back to Yankees people.
Well, all of a sudden I got people. What do you got against Italians, bro? Like,
oh, no, it wasn't Italians. It was the new.
the new entourage.
But yes. Okay.
Steve said that like looking off into the middle distance.
I know.
You said that like a cowboy about to shoot no salute. I was like, we doing this quick hand rummage?
So here's the thing. Here's what I have to do, Steve.
I was physically looking at somebody. You could tell. Like,
you could see that person. And
I was
right.
seeing their I was seeing their little Twitter pictures just floating around up there. I was like, no, Nick. There's a new group.
Okay, so Steve.
By the way, Jason's still on the phone.
Yeah, something's...
See, the difference is, like, when Diener's out there, he's talking at or to somebody.
Well, yeah.
I feel like Jason's being talked to by somebody. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and Jason...
That's a great way
I have
to put
been,
it.
I have been on that phone call numerous times. I've been on both ends of it, but
who's
mostly...
who's on the other end of that phone line?
Andy. Usually Pops, Andy... Sometimes Drew.
For you?
Yeah, but it's usually.
What was the last time I got scolded over the phone?
Probably by me.
And vice versa. Probably when, by you. It was probably the last time.
When was the last time I had this stressed out
phone call? I picked up my
phone
before and it said, what up, man? You are an idiot.
It's, well, hey, Marcus.
I'll get those from my brother.
What was the last super stressful phone call that I got?
That's pretty funny.
I'm glad that it's taking me so long. And listen, no disrespect, but car, get out of my way. Jason, stay out of my way. There's a vehicle over there that Steve recognized. This is across the street. It's my favorite day of the week. Steve, you see that vehicle across the street?
Yeah.
You know what that means?
The moped.
Oh, is it the Charger?
Yeah. Ooh. It's just one of my favorite viewing days of the week. Okay, so here's the thing, Steve. We saw this clip the other day.
All right, let's do it.
We talked about it. Like I said, I want to open up the phone lines to have a little bit of conversation.
As soon as I watch it, boy, one thing. Are you talking about the football clip?
No, absolutely not.
Gosh, dang it, man.
8150-93.9 is the number. Actually, well, your energy says let's go to football then.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's go to it.
I mean, listen.
Don't start
caving. I'm sorry.
Don't start caving.
Hey, guys, over there at the football office, I'm sorry, but when I watch Tyon Evans run through.
Ooh. Good point.
But then again, maybe we can't tackle.
No.
Right? No. Listen, the football team put out, they're starting to, and I'm so sorry, if you're the football video guy, shoot us your name, because I'd like to give these guys their actual prize.
Yeah, we actually get them on here.
Like Corey with the basketball team and stuff, and I love giving all the people who are shooting these videos props, because they do an amazing job, mm-hmm. and it's one of those things, like, you never know their name, you're just like, oh man, the video's good. It's like, nah, like, there are people doing this, and it's awesome. But they've been doing a great job at putting these videos out, leading into football now that practice is there, which I like. Mm-hmm. To me,
every other day.
And I know some people are going to cringe and say, no, shut up, Steve. To me, give me that over open practice. Like, for crowds. Mm-hmm. Now, if my guy Pete or something wants to, Rocco wants to say, hey, Steve Marcus, why don't you two
sign by? We are media. We should be allowed to check out some games.
But my thing is open practice.
Outside of open practice.
Isn't practice. Like, it is, but like you're very aware that the crowd is there as a coach.
Yeah, you don't want to kill anybody's confidence.
I like to see the nuts and bolts of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's one of those things where I like to watch.
We should be invited to come check out some progress.
Next time we'll wait 37 minutes before we talk about it. I'm joking. We won't. Sorry about that. But yeah, just, you know what I'm saying? So anyways, I like these little clips because that was practice. These clips are practice. Nobody's watching this, okay?
Just
when it's happening.
Okay, do you have it up on your screen now?
I don't.
Okay. First thing I noticed, you can respond afterwards.
Okay.
First thing I noticed, full contact.
Yeah.
Full contact.
Yeah.
You usually see that top wrap around, you know, two-hand touch / body him up a little bit.
Yeah.
I seen him running through tackles full contact.
We in here talking about practice.
Yes, we are. And that was just such a missed time drop, Nikki. Iverson was stressing the lack of importance of practice.
Swing and a miss.
Steve is bringing to you how important the clips of practice are. Did you notice Braden Smith?
We are here talking about practice.
Yes, I did. Excellent move in open field, mm-hmm. which is a big deal on a guy coming off an ACL.
ACL injury.
Right, absolutely.
A full speed, open move, full contact, shake your man coming off of an ACL.
Yeah, in open field. Because is what that move told me was, okay, he's already passed the head game.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Which is totally fair.
Yes. Now, if he's...
I'd never knock a kid, man, when they come back from an injury. It's
and
like,
they drag ugh. And they drag it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said.
Most of the time when people come back like that, I mean, I ain't telling... Most everybody knows this, but they can physically do it, mm-hmm. but they just can't mentally do it anymore. You know, it's different. Yeah,
if you don't eliminate the pain memory
yes.
that you had of yep. when you heard it,
It's like that.
Or just the fear of doing what I did for a year. Like, rehab's hard. I mean, you know, right? Yeah. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Sure. Like, a serious rehab is hard. I mean, all jokes aside, I mean, being older now, falling and hit my knee, like, I just now can run with no pain.
Right, right.
I'm like,
where you don't forget about
if
it.
And
your stride may have permanently changed.
They did.
Right, right.
And so I say, I run different now, and I can tell. And I'm like, dude, I don't want to fall again. Like,
yes.
I never want to do that again.
Which would kill your athletic career.
Yes. I mean,
you're that. I mean,
I'm, yeah, listen.
Career,
I'm,
Steve.
Not, I'm one fall away from.
Pickleball only.
Just being on, y'all going to see me on an A&E show. Yeah, they craned Steven out of the house. They had to help him. Nick and Maven were like, look, he did a show from home for about 3 years. We never saw him again. And
why do I always have to be squeegee guy?
Yeah, so, but seriously, man, seeing Braden Smith in open field making that move, I immediately said, and it sounds like you did too, like, okay, the head game's not there. He's ready to go. That's big. That's a big, big deal on that wide receiver core.
At least two full tilt hitting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And again, I do understand the maybe we can't tackle. Because again, somebody's got to win every drill.
Every drill.
Every single drill. So if you have a narrative set up, you can make two losers
but it's
in
just
every
like,
practice.
Sure, but it's just like somebody's got to win every play. So,
yeah, you want to concentrate on the winner of the play or the loser of the play?
So, Central Florida down in Orlando are going to stop us at the line a few times. But what about the time that can my guy run through it too? And that play, the video, you'll have to go back and look. I'm watching Tyon Evans run low to the ground and people sliding off. You ready? People sliding off his thighs. Just, yeah.
Because.
I love it.
Because low center of gravity, wide base, you can't wrap your arms around. Like, it's like, you know, when you got thick thighs and you.
Oh. Hey, you too.
Dude, we have the thickest thighs of any show here.
Listen.
So I'm talking about right there. You see those ham hocks?
Low to the ground. Low to the ground.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are we comparing thighs?
And wide base.
It's not the size of the
you
thigh.
Can't wrap your arms around somebody running full Fact. Speed low like that.
Yep.
Which is something we've all, that's what we barked about. And you see that right on the video.
Yes.
And it stands out. We're gonna go a little more deep into this. Let's take our quick commercial break and keep our producer on
because schedule. There was a name that's coming out. That's looking impressive. It's a name we've talked about, and it's a name that shows up in that video that would be a big, big deal. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Middays with Marcus Maven on 939 The Ville. Welcome back. It's been Days of Marcus Maven. 8150 939 is the number. 939 is the station. While we're diving down the wormhole of football, and especially in the I want to say geeky part of it.
Are you ready for Kenny Omega
video
to come
breakdown?
Back, by the way?
Fill me in.
It's coming back close.
Fill me in.
He's coming close.
He was injured?
Yeah, he was.
You did tell me that. I remember
Punk
that.
Came back last night.
Oh, he did?
Oh,
I didn't see this.
At the very end.
I saw the Mox and Jericho match, and then I went
at the end, Punk came back, and we're setting up for All Out, baby.
When is that? I'm going to buy it this year. I've got to get it.
I think it's usually September 2nd or 3rd.
Have you made any progress on your project on the Louisville the TV, the box?
Oh.
I'm going to buy one. Unless they want to, I mean, I would love to let people know how great they are.
Can I read this?
Through business context, yeah.
All right.
We would all three love that.
Hell yeah.
That's a fact.
Yeah. I don't think this is the same thing.
Do people know how fast any kind of advertisement we do pays for itself?
Well, you know, it's funny.
Immediately.
It's funny you say that because without giving details, I got a text a few minutes ago from someone who I tell you to call on a daily basis that got a very good call. That's a very lucrative call for him that somebody who listens to the show avidly and said, give him a ring, you know? So, and he wants to take us out to lunch or dinner. And he doesn't eat at McDonald's. Just put it that way. But anyways, point being, I say it all the time. Call the people that advertise with us.
Great point.
You know what I'm saying? Yep, I mean, whether it be Josh Jarbo, whether it be Derek A. Stewart, whether it be Four Pigs, yep. You know what I'm saying? Like, and anybody else, yep. I've missed out. Like, call them, ask them. You know, and that's what we want here. Call Four Fingers.
You've heard about a name in the off season.
Yes.
A couple of names. One name shows up on the video. You want to get people's attention. You want to draw people's attention to a particular name.
Yes.
In the video.
Word has kind of, as you talk to some people, and even though we, I don't want to say we angered them yesterday. I want to say even though we hurt their feelings yesterday.
We disappointed
them. Disappointed them. We didn't hurt their feelings. I hate when people do that. Sorry I hurt your feelings. Well, thank you. Yeah. But disappointed us. Or we disappointed them yesterday. I have a few conversations that say Brownlee can play and is looking pretty good. I like that. There we go. Brownlee.
Whoa, that was awesome.
I know, yeah. Marcus made that beat.
That just came out of nowhere.
Yeah, he's mixing beats on his phone. That sounded cool. But
I'm going to tell you something, Steve.
Okay.
Sorry, this is a quick detour. Somebody sent me a beat that they don't own and use it as theirs, and I'm getting copyright claims. I'm about to get 50 back copyright claims because somebody sent me some music that is not their own.
Oh, don't do that. I got a guy.
I got 20 guys.
Okay, I was going to say, man. Like, you got to call my guy Cam, dude.
But if they
get you right.
If they give me a beat and they say it's theirs.
Yeah.
And then they lie. There's nothing I can do about
which,
that.
Which, let me say, the presentation of the Midnight Show.
You like the upgrade?
I absolutely loved it. Yeah, I finally got to sit back and I was doing some stuff last night and I was up really late and I just turned it on the TV. And I let it play, and I was like, "That's sweet, yeah." Like I like when you go away, and I was like, "That's awesome." Like,
okay,
that's
okay.
A show.
Okay,
like,
okay,
I like that. Yeah,
took long enough.
Which it furthers the point that if Marcus and I wanted to just do YouTube,
it'd be fine.
We could.
Okay, so
Brownlee, you watch that video, you see T. Huddy. Who's gotten a lot of
praise. He's the T. Huddy.
Yeah.
Is the leader in the clubhouse as far as newcomer praise.
Yes.
Is that fair to say?
Yes.
Offensively.
You see him breaking one off inside, and you see the ball coming, and I'm like, oh, he probably, as I'm watching the highlight, I'm like, I see it zero. I'm like, they're going to show it. They're going to show out on him. Like, he's going to do something crazy. Ball zips in there. Bang. Pass breakup. Dude right on his hip. It's Brownlee.
Not only that, every time I tap into Florida State Seminole football conversation.
Are you on mute?
I was.
Okay, we're good.
Yeah, a while ago. Thanks, Nikki. My Florida State guy, he doesn't even realize it, but subconsciously, every time he talks about a defensive back, he compares a guy who's playing well to the missing spot we have with Brownlee, right? Mm-hmm. And again, Brownlee at Florida State is like the James Quick to us.
Yeah.
Where I'm always mad at James Quick. But
but he had a great career.
Yeah, he has a great career.
Yeah.
And listen, I don't tolerate James Quick slander.
I'm same way.
Yeah. Just like, look, I can be mad at him. You can't. Because you sound to me like you're not respecting what he did. That's basically like my sports world in a nutshell. Your criticism, if you don't sound like you respect their accomplishments before you criticize,
yeah,
I'm just gonna have a problem.
I'm the same way. I totally agree with you because I am super quick to be the guy that's like man, James Quick had a really good career. He come here as a top five wide receiver and was really good. Now you want to get pissed over the two moments in Death Valley? Let's get pissed. I'm okay with it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but if you don't give the proper, you know, nod and tip of the cap,
man, he could play.
Yeah, I'm gonna take
a break. He was a really good player.
Point being, Brownlee, he gives up the big.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Florida?
The Hail Mary?
Yeah, the golf close.
Jacksonville State.
Jacksonville State bomb. Like, imagine that, y'all. Kentucky State. You give up a bomb you're in a prevent defense. Basically, you give up a bomb, you lose to Kentucky State. We're gonna hate that guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're not even gonna respect all the great things that he did,
right?
All the time, like you said, one other play, he's infamous. It's like no, but I heard Mark bring up Russ Yeast.
Yep.
Changes scenery, erases your two moments. Listen, it's Josh Minkins' conversation. It doesn't matter at my position. It doesn't matter how well you play.
Yes.
If when it matters the most, at that one big moment you give up, you have a lack of focus on two plays.
Yep.
Or just don't make the play.
Yep.
You know, yeah, the DB position, like I said, you know, everybody heard the cliche about the short memory and all that good stuff. Yeah, the cliche, short memory, the defensive back position, and the defensive back position, Steve, is the most basketball-related memory type of thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely does.
If you get shook and a step back.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody pops a three, and now you're down three. Guess what? Within 9 seconds, you may have the ball in your hand with a chance to respond to that. And if you have any memory of what he just did to you, and you can't lock into what you need to do on this play, you know, with this possession, again, cornerbacks turn around. You give up a big play. You line up, they're coming at you again. You know, one of my favorite jokes, Mouse in the House.
Hang on, I do got to get this out really quick.
I'm listening.
Can I say this and then remember Mouse in the House? Texas says, I don't know about a great career for James Quick. Just in comparison really quick. James Quick had 2,032 yards and 14 touchdowns. Mario Urrutia had 2,200 yards and 16 touchdowns. Harry Douglas had 2,900 yards and 15 touchdowns. James Quick had a really good career here. And I went straight to those guys because they're like, I was like, I want to see what like the top guy. Yeah, guys we look at and we're like, the dopest receivers we had. Yeah,
borderline.
In the Bobby Petrino era, and James Quick played two, three years under Charlie Strong.
But that's
he had an awesome career.
This is why I got saved yesterday.
Okay.
From that.
Yes.
That's exactly what caused me to say, okay, this is the day that I was saved. Point being, isolations in basketball. You give up three isolations, you might not play for the rest of the year. You give up three isolation buckets, Steve, you may not play for the rest of the year in the sport of basketball.
That's a fact.
You may be on the bench for a month easily. You can't. JJ, you get thrown out of the way two or three plays out of four. The coach decides you just can't compete at this level. I mean, do you realize how taxing that is to your spirit if you give up two 20-yard catches and you get snatched out the game?
Yep.
So, yeah, that cornerback position is...
It's the toughest position in football. Yeah, I know I've said that before.
Yeah, just psychologically. So when you see, it's almost like the cornerback position is the biggest fork in the road.
Yes.
A job you can have.
Yes.
Two plays. Mm-hmm. You are a legend or you are a loser.
Yeah. You don't remember the receiver that cuts across the middle and drops it, you know? You're like, man.
But that is funny. When they do drop it, you'd be like,
I know. But I'm saying
the cornerback still thinks, he dropped that pass because I rushed him.
I talked to him the whole way.
Whatever it takes to get credit for every receiver drop, a cornerback will not hesitate to say, yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
That's off.
I know. But point being, Brownlee, big deal.
Big addition.
Quincy Riley, Brownlee, those guys, I'm excited.
Videos, player profiles, much, much more. Rolling along, middays with Marcus Maben, 93.9 DeVille. Now that sports have officially kicked off, there's only four things missing from your playbook. Four Pegs. Looking for great smoked wings? Four Pegs. Looking for juicy barbecue and award-winning chili? Four Pegs. If you're just looking for some cold crab, tap, can, or bottled beer? Four Pegs. And the best part about Four Pegs is it's right around the corner at 1053 Goss Avenue in Germantown. So you better get over there fast because the word is spreading. And while you're over there, be sure to ask about their food truck and other catering services.
If you want the best selection of beer, wine, and spirits, go to Liquor Barn. Or better yet, have Liquor Barn bring it to you. Download the Liquor Barn app, visit liquorbarn.com, or call your local Liquor Barn store to schedule your pickup or delivery to get what you need to stock the bar. If it's your birthday month, make sure to visit liquorbarn.com for the Pappy Birthday Promotion, where you might win an opportunity to purchase a bottle of Pappy Van Winkle. Liquor Barn can help you bring the celebration to your cookout, tailgate, or game watch party. Liquor Barn, where Kentuckians go to celebrate life.
Spring is upon us, and that means change. But one thing that shouldn't change is who you call for all your home buying and selling needs. Call Josh Jarbo. Josh is a licensed realtor and the broker owner of RE/MAX Alliance. And this spring, he wants to make your home buying and selling process as efficient as possible by offering a guaranteed sale program and instant offers on commercial listings. And if that wasn't enough, up to a $5,000 seller's credit by mentioning you heard it right here. And if you're looking for financing, Josh can cover that too. His new mortgage brokerage, Motto Mortgage A2Z, has licensed loan originators that can take care of all your financing needs. So don't wait any longer. Contact Josh Jarbo at 502-216-7590 or Josh Jarbo at remax.net.
Each office is independently owned and operated. NMLS number 225-6125. Lucy.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.